It is Wednesday, the 18th of May. Ryan Thompson visiting with the head baseball coach of Alta Aurelia, Dan Wendell. And Dan, you've got quite a few players returning this season from a team that did very well last season. What are your expectations here for 2011?
Well, we did lose we lost a few, talented seniors from last year.
Yeah.
But the basic nucleus of our pitching staff is back. So I'm really kind of looking forward to seeing how they've matured. And I know some of the sophomores that, pitched a lot of JV last year have really been looking pretty good and coming around. So I'm pretty excited to get started.
Yeah, your pitching, you mentioned Christian Weiland and Ryan Frederick, your aces last season, both with ERAs around the 2 mark and did an outstanding job for you on the mound. How much better do you think they can be?
Well, I think they've looked like they've matured quite a bit more, and I think they're with their senior year, I think both are going to go play college baseball, and I think they're really going to buckle down and work hard. And one big addition that we made, that our new assistant coach is Ryan Webker from Buena Vista, and he's a pretty good pitcher in his own right, so he's really been working with them, and I think it's going to make a huge difference for us this year.
Now, with the players he did lose, what's that going to mean as far as position juggling and who's in line to step in to fill those spots?
Well, I tell you, Skyler Radke, our catcher from last year, is a pretty big loss for us. But, we've got a couple, 2-3 guys, looking like they could step in. Neil Marshall is going to probably play a little bigger role this year. I've always, Ryan Frederick's done catching in the past, and a young kid, Alex Steffen, a sophomore, possibly could fill that role. So we've got kind of a little, inter-squad thing going to see who's going to step up and take that spot. And first base, Matt Sepchak graduated, and there again, Neil and Marshall and some of the Brody Litzenberg and some of those kids are going to, do a little platooning and kind of see who fits well in that spot. And then right field, we had one, our right field spot is open this year, but a lot of our other spots are, we've got some experience. So, hopefully they can, keep it rolling.
And how have practices been going as you're a few days away now from your first game and getting the fundamentals down and so forth? And if there's an area you're looking to improve this season, what would that be?
Well, I think number one, I think every baseball coach can empathize with what we're all going through. Is it's just a really tough time of the year with the school year ending and all the things going on and golf and track and everything else. So,
yeah.
To get a full squad is pretty tough. But when we do have that, we get a lot of work done and everybody's looking looking pretty good. So really, as far as improvements go, I'd say, our base running a little bit. We've been really working hard on that. I thought from the first year I coached, we had 120-some stolen bases, and last year we had 40. So I said, we're really going to concentrate on getting a little better on the base paths and being able to move runners when we needed to move runners. I think last year we struggled with that at times. And even in the district game last year where we went into extra innings, we couldn't get a bunt down that we needed to get down. So, we just been working on those little things that it takes to maybe put you over the top.
Yeah, the little things do matter. And as far as the Northwest Conference, St. Mary's tied you for the first place spot last season, and they return a lot, their pitching in particular. How do you break down the league?
Well, I tell you, everybody really is going to be, night in, night out in the Northwest Conference. You better bring your A game because, somebody's going to have the chance of beating you with a pitching. But I really, St. Mary's has a great team. I think they have almost everybody back, and Coach Berg does an excellent job with them, and they're always ready to play. And then Sioux Central, they had a couple of young pitchers I really liked last year, and they've got some strong kids coming back. So it's going to be another one of those barn burners, I think, in the conference. I don't think there's any clear-cut, you're going to win it type attitude. I think everybody knows every night in and night out, you have to come to play or you could, end up losing. So
Alta Aurelia baseball opens up at Sergeant Bluff Luton on Monday, this coming Monday, May 23rd. Coach Dan Wendell, thanks a lot for the time and good luck this year.
Thanks a lot, Ryan. We sure appreciate all your coverage during the season.